10 past 7, this is Canalside's Theatre Show 102.8 across northeast Cheshire, especially Wilmslow, and ccr-fm.co.uk across the world, especially where my family should be listening in Southport and in Brough, East Yorkshire. However, we're going to Wilmslow next. Father's Day is the next production from the Wilmslow Guild Players. In fact, it's their opener. And director Val Harris is on the line. You've got some pressure, haven't you? The opening production of the season. It's got to be good.
Oh, yes, we have to set the standard.
Of course. Hello, Val. Good evening to you.
Hello. Good evening to you as well.
Father's Day. That's an interesting one. We normally expect that to be earlier in the year, but this is from Singing in the Rain. You're offering a cold winter's evening, aren't you?
We are, yes. Yes, we are. Very cold winter's evening. Well, you have a Henry's enjoying a scotch and some classical music on his own, but then he's disturbed by the unwelcome appearance of his son Matthew, bringing with him his new girlfriend.
Oh, right.
And because Henry's been divorced for some years, but they all start arriving that night because things appear to have gone wrong at the other end. And it's a lovely play. It's by Eric Chappell, who wrote Rising Damp.
On that basis, it should have a good pedigree, shouldn't it?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. And also Only When I Laugh. Do you remember that one?
I do. Hospital. James Bolam sitting in hospital.
That's
yes.
Right, and Peter Bowles as well.
Yes. So are you laughing as you direct?
Yes. Yes, I am. It's got some lovely fun lines in, but it's also got a little bit of thoughtfulness. Not sadness, but it really is thoughtful. It's a lovely play. It's very well written.
Do you find when you do the rehearsals and the cast start laughing at various lines that when you come to stage it, the audience don't find that bit funny at all and find something else remarkably unfunny, quite funny?
Oh, yes. That's very common. Absolutely, yes. You think, what on earth are they laughing at that for? But they don't laugh at the bit that we've laughed at.
Quite. I remember that. I was doing a play once in Brough, and they were... It was a great line, I felt. It was a tomb with a view, and it was a bit of a murder mystery. Well, it was sort of... it wasn't so much comedy. But all the cast fell about laughing when I uttered one line, and the audience just didn't bat an eyelid. I thought, what a waste.
I know. It's very, very strange.
So the girlfriend caused the problem here. For Matthew comes along with Christine the Goth. And is that the problem, then, because Henry doesn't like her or something?
No, it's just the fact that Matthew wants to come back, and he wants to bring his mother back, and Henry's got to suddenly start accepting the fact he's going to have a full house again, having been on his own. Apart from a goldfish, which is a central character, actually, the goldfish. We tried to think of a name for him, but we decided to call him the fish with no name.
does the goldfish play a big part, then?
Oh, it's definitely a big part, yes, very big part, yes.
How do you direct a goldfish?
With great difficulty. Yes.
So have you got a reserve goldfish lined up just in case this one snuffs it on the night?
Well, this is something we will have to do, I'm afraid.
So what's it about this play that you particularly liked the idea of directing when you were looking at plays to direct?
Well, to be perfectly honest, the Guild gave me three plays to read, and this is the one I thought, I do like this. And it's lucky because I'm from the Club Theatre in Altrincham. And I'm very, very pleased to be asked to direct at the Guild. But I've been able to bring two of my young people along to play take the younger roles, which is lovely because we're very much a family with our youth group and our young people there, very much a family. So I feel as though I bring my family with me, which is quite nice, really.
So are you a bit of a floater, as it were? You go to different groups, do you? Like Club Theatre in Altrincham, you say?
I've been at the Club Theatre since 1972.
That was last century. It's a long time. Good heavens.
Oh, it is a long time. But just recently I felt I want to do other things. And I was very pleased when the Guild obviously, asked me if I'd like to direct there. Harry Lowe asked me, and I'm delighted to do so. I'm enjoying it.
But how difficult is it? What sort of mindset do you have to direct a play?
Well, you have to look at the play and to try and get an idea of how you would see it. And I'm very fortunate in that I had very good training from a lady at the Club Theatre called Vicky Lane, who ran the place at one time. And I got a lot of my ideas from her. And this is how I learnt to direct. But you get some... I don't know about other people, but I just look at a play and I visualise it. And visualise the set, the setting, And if I'm lucky to get the actors I want, well, that's fine as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting a picture in your mind.
How does this stand in the difficult stakes, then? Was it a relatively straightforward one to direct?
It's a straightforward play, but the thing is, this is the first time I've directed at a theatre where the audience is on three sides.
Oh, yes. Theatre in the round, almost,
yes,
like, isn't it?
Yes, it is, really, nearly. So, I mean, for Senior March at the Club Theatre, but this is, obviously, you know, in three sides, which is lovely. It's a nice challenge, and it's different.
What sort of challenge is it posing to you, then?
Making sure that the audience can see what's going on. It's a bit like going to the Royal Exchange. I mean, I find sometimes it very annoying there, because people have got their backs to you.
Oh, yes, so you've got to get a cast turning in a certain way, I suppose,
yes.
Have you?
Well, yes, but it's a setting it as well. And unfortunately, I've got John Banks in the cast, who's very much used to the Wilslow Guild, and has given me advice on how to play furniture, and so I'm learning all the time.
Well, they're a good crowd there anyway, aren't they?
Oh, they're lovely. Oh, yes.
Give me the big sell, then, Val. When is it? How much are tickets? And right, where can you get the tickets from?
It's from Wednesday the 28th to Saturday the 31st of October. And it starts at 7:45. It's at the Wilslow Guild. Tickets are £5 each. And you can get tickets by ringing 01625 520126. Or you can go to the Guild itself.
Mm-hmm. So, I bet you're looking forward to it, but you can't wait, can you, for next Wednesday? Well, week on Wednesday, isn't it? Week
yeah,
on Wednesday.
I should be sorry when I love the rehearsal stages. I've always enjoyed that. So I feel a little bit of regret on the first night, apart from being terrified as well. Make sure we do it right. So, no, I should, I'm looking forward to it, yes, to hear having an audience reaction, but I have enjoyed doing it also. I'm working there. It's been very pleasant, really nice.
Lovely. So Wednesday, 28th October, that's when Val Harris's head is in her hands, possibly, or maybe you're just relaxing and watching and thinking, yeah, I can't do anything more about this now.
That's right. Yes, absolutely.
Well, we wish you well. Thank you very much for joining us on the Canal Side Radio tonight.
Thank you very much indeed.
Are you going off to rehearsals now, or are you going off to something else?
No, I'm in a choir, so I'm going off to sing now.
Have a good time, then. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. That's Val Harris from Wilslow Guild Players. So if you want to go along to see Father's Day, Wednesday 28th October to Saturday 31st, tickets only £5. They've not increased there, which is great to hear. 520-126. It's a great comedy. And coming next, I think it's a song which is rather appropriate for the fact it's Henry we're talking about and his son, Matthew. That's next on Canalside.